Start your day the right way with Faith Radio Mornings.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. Thank you so much for listening today. It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, 7:04 as we launch into this weekend that could hold everything from rain to potentially tornadoes to snow, depending on where you're listening today.
Wow, snow already, amazing.
Yeah, well, they've had snow for a couple weekends now in Wyoming,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Montana got dumped down, I saw, too. Yeah. So, wow. It's
here
coming.
We go. Here we go. Okay, well, maybe you want to be inside because there's a great reason for you to be inside this weekend. We're talking about a movie release that is in theater starting today. It's a faith-based music story called Grace Unplugged.
It looks like a wonderful film. I watched a trailer for this, and you did too. It's amazing. It's a story of a young girl that is very gifted musically, has big dreams to be a success in the music world, but realizes that there are some trappings and foibles of many kinds that can ensnare one if they go out to Hollywood and try and make it big. Playing the dad in the film is James Denton, and we're blessed to have him on the line with us right now. Hey, James, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Do you mind if I call you James? Is that okay?
That's absolutely fine.
Right.
Sure.
Very good. Just
or we can
sure.
call you Fred or something. But, you know.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter. Well, everybody calls me Mike. That was my name on Desperate Housewives, so I'm used to that, too. I answered anything.
Right. If that works great on Wednesdays, they can go, Mike. The Geico commercial. We're always looking for a way to work that in. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Should mention to our listeners, too, do you reside in the Twin Cities area?
I do, yeah. As soon as Desperate Housewives ended, we sold our house to get the kids out of L.A., and all my wife's family is here, so we're up here with her parents and sisters and cousins, and we're loving it.
Great. Well, good to have you in our listening area. So this is an incredible story. What drew you in to be a part of this?
You know, I don't know why they called me. I've been kind of baffled by that from the beginning. I know they knew that I played guitar and sang a little bit because I'm in a charity band with a bunch of TV guys. We play just to raise money for a number of charities. But they didn't realize probably that my first job out of college was as a minister of music in a little Methodist church. And I grew up in the church and had planned to go to seminary. And I know this world extremely well and love it. And it's very close to my heart. So when they came to me with it, I just fell in love with the script. But I just threw it literally in the trash in my office because I knew they would never find the girl because it's such a demanding role that played my daughter, who is the lead. And A.J. Maciolka just knocks it out of the park. She... little girl who started, well, she's 20 now, but she started singing with her sisters, Allie and AJ, I think on the Disney Channel. And a very spiritual, fantastic Christian gal who can just sing like crazy. And she fell in love with it and jumped on it and is just really, really great at it. It's a wonderful father-daughter story primarily, but it's also kind of a prodigal story about a kid who just, so she hits 18, man, she is gone, runs away, and how it sort of tears the family apart. And the father's a minister of music, my character. One-hit wonder, rock star from the 80s, who turns his back on that life, is saved, and goes and works as a minister of music in a church down in Alabama. And, of course, the daughter hates living in the middle of nowhere, and she's a brilliant singer, and the worship band is not enough for her. And she busts out and runs away to L.A. To be Miley Cyrus. So you can imagine what that puts the family through.
Yeah, that's and what a dilemma that is that I think a lot of people could even identify with because so many are in that process of praying for their prodigal son or daughter and just really in that waiting time. Are you able to just bring out the agony of that, too, in the movie?
We hope so. I sure felt like it, shooting it. I thought I was going to get an ulcer. You know, I have two little kids of my own, 8 and 10, and my daughter's 8. And, you know, she's already singing in front of the mirror into the hairbrush, you know, that stuff.
Yeah.
So I really could feel it. So we hope that we tap into it. I think that it's extremely well written. Brad Silverman is the writer and director. And we spent a lot of time being very careful with the dynamic between father and daughter and how everything he does to try to hold her close pushes her away. And one of our producers has a prodigal daughter, or at least she's left him, and they're estranged. Because she felt like she turned her back on Christianity and his faith because he was so smothering, she thought, and he's never they don't speak, and it's heartbreaking for him, and it's part of the reason he got involved. So
wow.
we were very careful with it, because it's something a lot of people are going through, and it's a very tricky dynamic to keep, you know, to get your kids back in your life when that happens. It's very common.
So emotional.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
James Denton, our guest.
It's uplifting, though.
Yeah, absolutely. There's hope. Yeah. There's hope in there. Yeah, that's the title, of Grace.
Yeah, there really is. Yeah, it's a real tearjerker, just because you feel so much for these folks. But as most faith-based films do, we don't leave you there. It's got a really nice, not neatly tied up in a corny way, but a really sort of uplifting ending. We hope.
Talking with James Denton here on Faith Radio Mornings. You may recognize him as Mike from Desperate Housewives. He's starring in the new film Grace Unplugged, released in theaters today. A strong cast in this as well. Kevin Pollak. I actually had a chance to meet him when he was in town shooting the Grumpy Old Men, the second film, the Grumpy Old Men.
Ted has been. He was in both of the Grumpy Old Men movies.
Just as an extra,
that in.
Fun opportunities there. And, you know, having actually had that experience, I'm kind of familiar with what it's like on set. And I guess it's safe to say that most sets in Hollywood are not really Christian friendly. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't disagree. I wouldn't say they're, you know, like necessarily an adversarial situation, but they certainly don't foster it or care, you know, or have any interest in it whatsoever. Kevin's a good example. Kevin's Jewish. I think he's atheist as far as religion goes, but just fell in love with his script and felt like it was a story people should hear. And, you know, there are plenty of Christian production companies, and I'm not judging them because it's certainly their prerogative, who won't hire anybody but Christians to work on the films, which I get and I respect. But this was a great way because, you know, you don't really want to preach to the choir all the time. So it's nice to have Kevin involved and let him be around it and enjoy it. We had a great time. And he's also a big movie star. People may not know his name immediately, but, you know, he's one of those people everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the film a real legitimacy and makes it feel like, which it is, a real movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how we got 500 screens and we're going to get the message out. Well, normally we wouldn't have, I don't think, if we hadn't had someone like him that made people go, oh, wow, okay, this isn't going to preach to us too hard, and let's go see what it's all about. And the whole idea is to get the message out. So it was a real interesting journey that way in the secular world of movie making to just make sure as many people as we could saw it.
Yeah. I love that. I love that approach that we don't need to separate, you know, the Christians from the non-Christians, that we can integrate and get the word out like you're saying. And just power to you. And I'm glad that you're doing that, James.
Well, thank you. It's a weird thing. You know, people here, you know, they know me from Desperate Housewives usually. I've been around forever. I've been on a number of TV shows, but that was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of my friends. I grew up in Nashville. So in the South, very conservative. And a number of my friends said, wow, how do you justify? Even reporters have asked me during this little promoting Grace Unplugged, how I justified being on a show like Desperate Housewives as a Christian. And it's really tricky and it's really personal where you draw the line and where you think, you know, this is too much. And really for me, it was individual things I was asked to do that at times I would say, you know what, can you give that to another character? It's not something I'm really comfortable with. And yet, you know, I realize I certainly pushed the limits for a number of my conservative friends. And yet, the way I approach acting, what I do, it's a way, even if the end result was me making this movie, I told my wife, you know, millions of people see these Christian movies, thank God, literally. But we'll reach more people with this movie than I ever could have reached any other way. I started in Christian radio, actually, a tiny little Christian radio station in Portland, Tennessee, and worked for two different Christian radio stations and just loved it. But I never would have had this kind of reach with this message if it weren't for Desperate Housewives. So I know that sounds like sort of a justification to some people, but I think it's funny how God works, and it's interesting how I particularly came full circle back to playing a minister of music in a movie on 500 screens after starting out, you know, as one in a tiny little Methodist church in the middle of nowhere, Tennessee.
Amazing.
Yeah, God does amazing things sometimes. Who knew? But we're talking, by the way, with James Denton, and he is part of the movie Grace Unplugged Plays the Dad. It's in theaters today, rated PG. And we'll let you go in just a second, James. Just stress to our listeners how important it is to get out and support faith-based movies in the opening weekend.
Huge. Thank you so much for mentioning that, because if people don't go, they won't make them. And it matters that you go opening weekend, because that's all the theaters look at as far as whether or not to extend us or to add screens. And if we don't have a good weekend, they'll probably let it run through next weekend, maybe, and then that'll be it. And then the next one that comes out, they won't distribute it. They're really taking a gamble releasing this as a mainstream film. Whoever wants to see it, which is exactly what you want as a Christian, because you want everybody else to see it. You don't want only Christians to see it. So if people don't go, they'll stop making them. They certainly won't release them. We never thought this would make it to theaters, so they're kind of gambling on us. And it's in a bunch of theaters in the Twin Cities. It's in Apple Valley, Eden Prairie, Lakeville, Maple Grove, Rochester. And you can go to graceunplugged.com, and there's a link to see where the closest theater to you is. It's a really, really important that people see it, not to be too pushy.
No,
it's opening, okay. Opening weekend, or they won't get a chance, and these movies won't continue to get a chance. So thank you for mentioning that. I wish it weren't that important, but it is.
Yeah, that's a reality.
Yeah, it's good.
And, well, we are praying for you, praying for the movie, and for great success that it will accomplish the task of reaching those that are searching and finding themselves that grace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes. And and I wanted to note, too, because I heard you mention a couple of times that it was PG. The reason it's PG is because it depicts it says underage drinking, because when Grace gets to L.A., she gets in these really tough situations at parties and with a new boyfriend. And so we were very particular. There's not one single off-color word in the film. There's certainly nothing else, except they had to make it PG because it depicts some of her L.A. friends in a party drinking situation, and she's forced to make some choices. So that's what got us the PG rating, but that was it. I wanted to clarify that, because it did seem a little odd to me, too. In making it, I was shocked it came out PG, but that was why.
No, I appreciate the heads up on that. That's good to know. So good.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we'll check in with you again down the line. You always have
an
open line here, James.
Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, blessings to you.